from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's usually the morning show with Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, but we got the Mac Man in today. Jody Mac in for John. Great to be with you, Joe DeCamera. And Jody Mac with you on 94 WIP on this Thursday morning with the Phils. They did it. And so did Seltzer. The Phillies showed up last night, and believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news, Seltzer showed up for work today.
What a shock.
James.
Welcome back, James.
Golf clap for you.
Hey, everybody.
You know, it's funny. One caller gave me a hard time yesterday for giving Devin a hard time. I'm like, I rip everybody.
I know. Equal opportunity.
Are you kidding me, man? I mean, I'll take a bite out of everybody.
It felt like more than one caller. You got called out for bullying me. I'm like, this is every day with
this. This is what we do here.
Okay. Why is yesterday standing out?
Yeah.
8 years nothing's changed.
James, I will say this. You missed the shot, and good to have you back, bud.
Thanks, buddy.
And great to be with everyone. Of course, you can join us 215-592-9494 on the Phils from last night, obviously on the Eagles as they have wrapped up training camp. Not that their training really changes. I mean, it's just a little different. You won't have as many people out there. But they've officially wrapped up training camp, but they get ready for the season, which starts in 15 days. James, there was about a 10-minute stretch yesterday where I just took an Uzi to everybody. I went after Devin. I went after Jody Mack for all sorts of stuff.
What do you call Jody?
I don't want... I called him.
Went down the malaprop road. He's bringing back me calling Elton Brand Elton John
for 10 years
ago.
I remember that.
And then he called me Richie four times during the course of the show. People who live in glass houses here.
That is the ultimate. I called him Old McDonald.
Yes,
I asked him if he had a farm. And then I also took a bite out of, it was actually from 2 days ago, N'Kobe Dean and his free throw shooting. So, all right.
It's good. You're just going for
I'm
it.
Just, yeah, I'm just, we're having some fun. All right, hello, everybody. So, Mac, man, Phil's, do we feel better? I mean, you were still feeling, you know, you thought people were overrating the negative feeling.
Yes.
I will say I feel better. I mean, they stabilized the ship. Look, it was a strange game, okay, in certain ways. But it's a classic example. It really is a classic example that pitching wins. They got a slightly better pitch game than the other team. They won the game. I mean, they didn't really hit much. The two biggest hits of the games were both doubles that set up runs. They didn't have one hit that actually drove in a runner last night. All their RBIs were on sack flies and ground outs. And, you know, but they won the game because they got great pitching. Bryce Harper went old school buttermaker from the Bad News Bears to end the game with Tanner. Get your freaking leg down. Don't let the ball get past you. And Jody, they won a game and they're 7 games up on the Braves now.
It is the exact opposite of the day before. It's one of 162. And I know not all 162 are created equal, but they're still one of 162.
Yep.
I get it. It's the Braves. It's the division rival. It's the team they've taken out two games in a row. It's the team that's in second place in the division. So, yeah, it ratchets it up this much, and I'm holding my fingers less than an inch apart. And we overreact to losses, so if you want to overreact to a win, oh, my God, the ship is righted and all is well in the world. Okay, go ahead.
But
You should do it the same way. You should handle it the same way today that you did yesterday.
But it feels good. I mean, Seltzer, we needed this win as a fan base. And by the way, with Arcia pulling his freaking move to Harper.
I know, what a punk. Come
a little extra sweet, right?
Oh, it was awesome.
A little extra sweet.
Look, I get Jody's point, and I do think, you know, the more we go through this 162 game thing, you realize that, like, ultimately it is true. If you're hot in October, you can win the World Series, and that's really, at the end of the day, all that matters. But, like,
well, that and getting there.
And get, of course, and how you get there and your seating and all that. But I needed to see them play well against the Braves. Like, for my own sanity and for my belief in this team, like, I get it. They can figure it out at the end of the season. We've seen it. But they've played too bad for too long for me to just go through a Braves series where they lose and just be like, ah, no big deal. It ultimately might be no big deal, but I feel it. So it was huge last night.
All right, so look, obviously you can react on the Phils. I mean, it certainly does feel different than yesterday. And again, 215-592-9494, as always, to weigh in. Now, speaking of weighing in, ESPN with a big article this week. We didn't get to it yesterday, but Bill Barnwell, who covers the NFL, big article, and it's an annual article, on five teams that could go backwards or that he's predicting will go backwards in pro football. And ladies and gentlemen, our beloved Philadelphia Eagles get taken to the woodshed here.
No!
By ESPN and Bill Barnwell on ESPN.com as he predicts one of the five teams most likely to decline this football season comparative to last year. Now I want to find out whether people think this is nonsense or the guy might have a point. We'll detail some of what it's a pretty lengthy article. We'll detail it as we move through. I will tell you, Jody, the irony, the incredible irony to taking on a topic like this. Are they going to decline? Are they going to be better? My instincts tell me they're going to have the exact same record. The exact same. I got to tell you, when this training camp began and earlier in the summer and probably in the spring, my inclination was that the Eagles would probably come in a worse record than last year, because you guys know I was very shaky on Jalen. And so my inclination was probably 10 wins. With Jalen doing what he did in training camp and the implementation of a new offense to a large extent, my instincts now are 11 wins. But in 11 wins where they shouldn't be dead upon arrival entering the playoffs. So it's a weird one to size up. You know, he even says in this article, and I did not know this. I mean, maybe I did at the end of last year, but I don't remember this. He says at one point, he says, let's start with fundamentals. The Eagles were within a touchdown of being outscored last season. Meaning all those wins, even though they were like way above 500, I mean, 11-6 is not anywhere close to 500. Not close. All right. But he says he added all, obviously all the close wins they had were very, very close, you know, win because this guy drops the ball and this guy does that. Jody, when this guy says one of the five most likely teams to decline this year, do you think he's on the right track or not?
No. Here's how I would put it. And you said you think they could end up 11-6, same as they did last year. The whole plus minus thing, that includes the beatdown at the hands of the Bucs, right?
That was a beatdown.
Yeah. So when you tack on that very ugly performance at the end of the year, it makes them 11-7, and that last one is going to tip the scales a little bit on plus minus. So I'm going to keep that as a separate entity. Here's an exercise I've done for 30-plus years doing sports talk radio. I probably did it when you were the outstanding producer.
No, not really.
Yesterday.
Yeah, don't lie, Jody. Come on.
Yeah, yesterday I said he was a pretty good producer, and he almost lost his mind. What do you mean pretty good? So, no, Joe DeCamera, my outstanding
talk show host. Let's stop there.
I don't know if that's true, but I'll take all the compliments you want to dish out.
When you were my outstanding producer, you probably heard me do this.
Yeah.
You predict an Eagle record, any team's record, but here in Philadelphia, we always predict the Eagles. And let's say you think the Eagles are going to be 11-6. I say you can't have 11-6. That's the one record you can't predict. But I know what you want, so you either have to move it up to 12-5 Well, you got to back it off.
So it's a reasonable exercise.
Right. So that way you're either a weak 11-6 or you're a strong 11-6. You can take the number you want.
Yeah, I get it.
If you ask me this year, I'll probably go to 11-6. But which way I'm moving? More likely up to 12 than backwards to 10. And you got to go backwards to 10 to be a lesser team and or a fall-off team, so I'm not buying what Barnwell's selling.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting I get it. I mean, that really drills down on which way you're more leaning, you know, big picture. It's a reasonable way to look at it. Look, we'll see where everyone's at, 215-592-9494. If your inclination is 11 or more or less, and obviously kind of how they get there. I mean, Jody, you asked me that here on the spot. Do I think they're more likely to go 12 or 10?
Can't get 11. Can't be 11-7. They're either going to be a game better or a game worse. Which way are you moving?
Man, it totally comes down to Jalen. I mean, obviously there's twists and turns we can't predict, like who gets injured and all that. But, boy, I got to tell you, 2 months ago, there's very little chance I'm talking through it, counselor. Let a guy be on the stand and try to figure it out. I'm like Sirianni yesterday when he's asked, your antics, you gonna chill it out this year? It's like a 77-minute answer because he was trying to figure out how to answer the question. Am I more likely to say 12 or 10? I'm more likely to say 12.
Good.
There's a lot of talent on offense. There's an improved defense. And there should be improved coaching. And I do think the schedule is not that hard. I think it's a really, for a team that has the second place schedule, it's pretty damn reasonable. The Giants and Washington thing helps. You know, there are some divisions where you feel like you don't even get a reprieve with any team. You know, the Giants, I mean, look at the AFC, what is it, North, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. You know, like if the Eagles were in that division, I might just flat pick them to go 10-7. I mean, that, you know, there's no game that's a gimme in the division. And I mean, that's tough. And some of those teams are some of the better teams in pro football. But in this division, I mean, let's be real. If they go anything worse than 3-1 in this division, it's a disaster. And you really feel like they got a great shot to go 4-0. I'm saying other than the Cowboys. It's a great shot.
So, your math is beguiling me. You know, there are six games in the division here, big guy.
You know what I meant. So, all right. Look. Where are you on the Eagles? And when you hear a guy like Bill Barnwell say this, what do you make of it? I also want to get to another aspect within this. James, I'm curious where you stand on this. Almost like the psychosis of all of us as Philadelphia sports fans. Ordinarily, with a story like this, it's time to fight. It's just time to fight. I mean, ordinarily, a situation like this, a writer would be met with a national writer.
Who do you think you are, Bill?
Who do you think you are? Tremendous scorn. Like, we'd even bring out Pete Weber.
Who do you think you are?
don't be trampling on us. It's like John Adams back in the day. What was his thing? Don't tread on me. Like, that's the way we would react. Now, I'm curious, in addition to what you think about this coming Eagles season, 215-592-9494, after the way last year ended, but with a new one about to begin, James, do we have it in us emotionally, psychologically, to stand up the way we normally would?
I don't. It's a great point because you're right. Normally, I see an article like this. I've got high hopes for my team. Yeah. I'm like, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
We're calling out the National Guard and we're going to war.
Why? National media always hates us. It's always against us. But after the way last season ended, like, I don't feel that same, like, I am more towards 12. I'm with you guys. Like, I start 11-6. I'm at 12-5. I think they're going to be good this year. I like the way it sets up for them. I like everything that's happening around them with Dallas and all that stuff. But, like, I can't come in, like, with my chest out. I can't. We just lost 6 out of 7. We just had our worst finish I remember in my lifetime. Like,
the Sirianni thing's still weird, right?
Like,
still
I
weird.
Am not coming in puffing my chest out. Win some games and maybe I'll get there.
Devin, where are you emotionally on this sort of level? Like, can you ratchet up the fire the way we normally would? Or is it different this year?
It's different this year, which I think can be a good thing because, you know, when your expectations aren't as high as they were going into last season, you know, coming off of losing in the Super Bowl after an incredible season, the only way to go or the majority of the way to go is up. If they're 11-6 this season, great. Like, I think on paper, when you say 11-6, the way that they ended last season was horrendous. Like, if they go 11-6 this season, but it's just a little bit more spread out, you know, maybe don't lose 6 of your last 7 games, I'll be totally happy with that. So I don't have any, you know, discourse with this guy. He's also very number heavy. So half of his stuff, it's like he mentions like Pythagorean theorem and all that, which I don't know. But no, it doesn't make me angry. And I think I'm on the 12 and 5 side of things as well. But I think we also have to take a step back and realize that even if they do go 10 and 7, that's pretty good,
well,
too.
No,
like,
I agree.
We're in a good spot.
No,
as
look, 11 and 7, I think, would be good. I'll say this, while the Eagles ate some humble pie, so did all of us as fans. I mean, we ate a big dose of humble pie. It's a different year.
And here's the other thing the Eagle fans should need to remember. As we talk about the Phillies every single day, win, lose, oh my God, the sky is falling. It's even more so in football. Baseball, we do it, and it's unwarranted. Football, it's more warranted because it's only 17 games.
Right.
The Eagles could be like 8-3 after 11 games. And you know what Barnwell's going to say? See, I told you they went backwards. They were 10-1. But they could be 8-3, and we could feel just as good about them, depending on how we got to 8-3, because we know what the hell happened and the bottom fell out of last season.
Totally fell out.
That should not happen again this year.
All right, so look, all of this on the table, including the Phillies game from last night and how you feel on that front. But on the Eagles, I mean, when a national reporter says they're one of five teams most likely to go backwards, is that crazy talk or not? 215-592-9494. And also, I'm really interested today to kind of go into the psychosis of all of us as Eagles fans, the individual, the collective. Do you feel like you have the moral high ground to fight this year before the season starts? Or do you just feel a little depleted with how last year ended and you got to see it before you come back with fire on someone on the national level? It's a strange feeling. It is for me, at least. I wonder if it resonates with you. 215-592-9494. What do you make of it all? Joe DeCamera, the Mac Man, Jody Mac in for John today on 94WI.
I'm waiting for it.
We're getting there. It's getting close. All right, let's take off here today. Great to be with you. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, like a rocket ship, except no Ritchie. Mac Man. So let me read you one sentence from this Bill Barnwell, and then you can react to 215-592-9494 on whether he's on the right track that the Eagles are likely to decline again. And if you're even in the mood for the fight this year, as we normally would be as fans, to pick up the flag and yell at the national media, or if you just feel like, you know what, you need to see the Eagles do something on the field before you carry that baton, so to speak, for our city. So here's something he wrote in the article and then right to the phones. He said the Eagles dropped from 14-3 in 2022 to 11-6 in 2023, but the evidence suggests they were lucky to even come away with those 11 victories. Well, this is the most difficult projection of the bunch to parse, I'm concerned they may still have more ground to cover before hitting bottom after their 28-5 stretch between the end of 2021 and halfway point of 2023. Let's go to the phones. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Look, that 28-5, I mean, that is redonkulous, as the kids like to say. 11.
Do the kids say that?
I don't know. Yeah, if they like to say that.
You've heard ridiculous, right?
Sure,
maybe.
Ridiculous?
Yeah, I don't know. Like in a while, I don't know if it's the kids say. Maybe like kids who used to be kids were saying it.
So adults, older adults. Yes.
Fair enough. Let's go to Mike and Del Ran. Michael.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, listen. You know, I drive down 95 for work every day from the Betsy Ross Bridge down past the airport, and I look at that stadium every day. Right, I get out there this morning, it's cold, I put my hoodie on, I can't wait for football season. And I'm going to let some nerd who uses the word Pythagorean theorem tell me if I do not.
Well, to be fair, Mike, they're two words, but go ahead.
I can't spell either of them. I'm not going to let that guy ruin my season, guys. It hasn't even started yet. I don't care about 6-7. I'm going to walk around and pump my chest. I'm going to walk around and fly my flag. You know why? Because I'm from Philadelphia, and that's what I do. If I was rich enough, I'd go to Brazil week one, and I'd throw cans at El Presidente and every Packers fan in the parking lot. I'm not going to let last year destroy it. We have a great offense on paper. We got two of the best coordinators in the game. We got what should be some better pieces on defense. It's not even 2 weeks before the season, and I'm going to let that nerd tell me that my team's going to suck. I hope he wakes up and steps on many Legos.
All right, Mike. Strong.
I was wondering where he was going to go with that one.
Look, I got to tell you, I appreciate that because I feel like we haven't gotten nearly as many of those type of calls this year as most years.
You know what? You're right.
We just haven't.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, the way it ended last year scarred people.
Sure.
Scarred.
Well, it should.
And it's hard to get overly confident like that unless you can back it up. And I feel like I'm not confident. I think a lot of Eagles fans aren't confident that they can back it up.
Interesting. Let's back this up now. You're not confident.
Well, based off the way they ended the season last year.
But I mean, but projected to this year. So 11-6?
I think 11-6. But a good 11-6.
But you don't say that with strong conviction?
No, I think they'll be 11-6. I do say that with strong conviction. Okay. I think they're going to be a good football team. I do.
I mean, let me put it this way. It's a disaster if they're not, because any team that is A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Saquon Barkley, which should still be a pretty good offensive line.
And that's why this article does kind of irk me a bit. Like him saying that they haven't hit bottom yet. They have they just got Saquon Barkley. They added to their talent on both sides of the football. So hit bottom. Like, what are we talking about?
I mean, I'll say this. I thought their defense last year hit bottom. It's almost, and I'm talking specifically at the end of the year, it's almost impossible to be worse than that. And Jody, it does look like the defense is better. Now, you know, my main concern is the pass rush. Big question mark for a very big part of pro football. Big question mark.
But here's, and this may be optimistic, but I really feel this way. And it surprises me. I think we're getting a different Vic Fangio. If what we've seen in practice and a little we've seen in the two preseason games, and maybe most importantly, what we saw in the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, practice session with New England. He's willing to blitz. Gannon didn't blitz. Now, the Eagles were very good, and they got there because they were very talented and had an unbelievable sack year without blitzing. Last year, Desai/Patricia just didn't blitz, and these were two Fangio disciples, so you would think that Fangio's going to come here and not blitz. He's been pretty damn aggressive about blitzing in what we've seen. Now, is this all just a facade to make you believe he's going to blitz and the season starts and he's not blitzing? I know one thing about Philadelphia Eagle fans in this town. Haven't talked to them for over 35 years. They like blitzing.
Yep.
They like aggressive. They like coming from the heavens to try and kill a quarterback. And what little we've seen of Fangio so far, he's going to bring extra people. So you might get the pass rush you want, even if it's not Josh Sweat, even if it's not Huff, the guy who's supposed to step up, Nolan Smith, that step up. I don't know about any of those.
But
you got a legit question.
But, Jody, I will say, I hear you, right? But I will say this. It's nice when you can get there without having to blitz.
That's
the optimal. I mean, that's what 91 Eagles defense was. That's what 2022 Eagles defense was. I mean, 2022 guy, I mean, this is such an understatement. we may and likely will never see an Eagles team with 70 sacks again. It's 70 sacks 2 years ago. I mean, I would hear, like, back in the day, a team had 50, and that was a big number. They had 70, and they barely blitzed.
The Eagles had 38 the year they won the Super Bowl. We thought that was, like, a good defense, right? A good defensive line. They got to the quarterback 38 the year they won the Super Bowl.
That's incredible, James. Look, 215-592-9494 to react to this. Also, your chance to win a really cool prize. We'll get to that next. And up ahead, the whole Bryce Harper thing last night, as related to Arcia, and if you missed it, Arcia at one point hits a home run, and he's staring at Bryce Harper as he goes around the bases. What Bryce said after the game, we'll play that audio. What Rob Thompson said after the game, we'll play that audio. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, your reaction on the Phils? Well, it does feel better, obviously, when the Phils win. Now, I get Jody's point. You know, let's not get too low when they lose or too high when they win, and it's reasonable. But, you know, the reality is that we are wired, ladies and gentlemen, the way we are wired. And it felt really bad earlier in the week and obviously points last week. So you can react in the Phils what happened last night. We'll get to the RC and Bryce Harper thing this segment as well. Also, today, your chance to win a cool pair of tickets to see Incubus. I know, you know, John spurred up when he heard that one earlier this week. Look, big band. They're going to be at the Wells Fargo Center next week on August 27th. So that is Tuesday of next week. Tickets to being given away today. Now, you can purchase the tickets if you want at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. But you can also just win those tickets here today. Here's how we're giving them away today. A happy birthday has to go out to the Tuna, or the Big Tuna, or the HOFer, Pro Football Hall of Famer and two-time Super Bowl champion Bill Parcells, who I think is one of those rare cases that even though he was a rival of Philly sports, and he was a pretty prime rival there for a good decade.
Yeah, in two spots.
In two spots. That's right, decade and a half if you include Dallas. That's right, James. Very well respected around here. I mean, no one like rips. I mean, every once in a while, like, oh, he went too far. Maybe sometimes he did. But Parcells was a stud coach. I mean, by the way, the guy's 83 years old today. So happy birthday to the Tuna, who today turns 83. And so you might remember about 25, 30 years ago when he was coaching the Patriots. He had one of the great, as a matter of fact, let's play this. This is one of the great sports quotes of all time. I mean, this was a coach who wanted to be able to pick the players on his roster, but they had a GM that the owner authorized to pick the players. He wasn't happy. I think Terry Glenn got drafted. Let's listen to Bill Parcells.
A friend of mine told me something. Okay, now I'm going to quote, and I'm not trying to be cute here, okay? I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
I can still see his little grin. He's like half annoyed and half grinning. He's like, yeah, I know. I came up with a good line right there. All right.
Well, so, I mean, we say it all. It's the go-to line. Yeah. We say in any time that situation comes up, that's what we reference.
You know, it's like Nick Sirianni. If they want you to coach the team, they should at least allow you call the place. No, don't worry. All right.
Was that an exact quote?
All right, so here's the deal. Best sports quote ever. Biggest sports quote ever, most famous sports quote ever. We're kind of combining three different things. They're all around the same. Famous quotes, great quotes, you know, best quotes, big, famous, big, best. Now, look, you don't have to be the most famous because maybe you're slightly less famous what you come up with, but it's a spectacular quote. Whoever gives us whatever we consider to be the best answer by the end of the show, that person will win the Incubus tickets. MacMan, when you think of a notable sports quote, what hit you?
Well, it's funny because I was going to go in another direction, but I'm going to change direction. Ooh. Because of the statement you just made.
Okay.
I'm going to give you Bill Parcells' most famous quote of all time, and it's not, you got to let me buy the groceries. It is, you are what your record says
yeah,
you are.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
That's
you're
a
right.
great one. That's a great one.
That's a more famous Parcells.
It is.
More often re-quoted, restated, reused
yep.
quote.
Great call.
You are what your record says you are.
I like that. All right, Devin, give me a quote from sports. What hit you?
So I don't think it's a haymaker. It's my personal, maybe most used. I'm just here so I don't get fined by Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, it was annoying, but I know what he was doing. Yes,
yeah,
he was trying.
I'm just about that action, boss.
I think they did fine him.
Yeah, they probably did.
He wouldn't answer any questions. Yeah. He would just keep saying he was just doing
it
tonight.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Oh, that's another one. All right, Seltzer, a sports quote, what do you got?
Yeah, I've talked about this before in the air. It's my favorite sports quote of all time. There are two famous quotes associated with this play, but I'll go with the less famous of the two. Kirk Gibson hits the memorable home run. Vin Scully sits there for 92 seconds and just lets it breathe and then comes back with, in a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
Yeah.
Like, what a freaking line, man.
So, it's interesting. James opens up, Jody, a new window here. I need to know if we're going...
Broadcast.
Broadcast calls?
I like it. I think it works.
I mean, because now we got, like, the Phillies win the World Series. Harry Cowell is saying they...
Bedlam at the Bang.
And the next guy's going to say, well, how about Merrill Reese when the Eagles won the Super Bowl? That's not a sports quote.
Okay, that's fine.
That's a call from a game.
All right, so let me try and find
them. Because then I'm going to get Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles?
Here's the middle ground.
That's not a quote.
It is a sports quote.
How about Chase Utley at Citizens
Bank
Park?
That's a quote.
Okay.
I just say anything that wasn't a game broadcast.
Okay, fine. Then you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I'll go with that.
All right. Look, give us big-time answers here today. 215-592-9494. Whoever comes up with whichever answer resonates with us the most, you're going to win those concert tickets. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall. Good morning, Gary.
What's up?
Now, is that a famous quote?
It's kind of.
It's not a play by play.
How's it going today?
Good, Gary.
Hey, anybody hear about the Dallas Goedert oblique injury?
You know, a couple of the guys are dealing with something. I don't know what's the specific here on this one. I'll look into it, Gary.
Okay, all right. Getting into last night's game though, manufacturing runs by putting the ball in play.
Yep.
Manufacturing runs by putting the ball in play. Hit cheap ball, hit ball. You know.
Well, that's right. I mean, Gary, I will say this: there's an irony to it because you're right. I'm not ripping the Phils here on that front. That's how they won the game last night, offensively at least. But let's not obscure the reality. See, here's the thing: last night is a manufacturer runs fans paradise. They won the game because all three times they scored a run, they manufactured it. It didn't get a hit. But don't get it twisted and think that what they did last night is the optimal way to be a World Series winning team. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get, you know, you got to get typically, you know, 10, 12 hits, couple of home runs. I mean, that's normally how you win in October. It just is. I mean, Seltzer, right. you bring it up all the time. Whenever anyone calls in, go manufacture runs. The team that wins the World Series is typically the team that hit the most home runs in the postseason.
Yeah, it's almost every year.
And not like total because they played the longest, like the most per game.
Yep, every year it happened. The Rangers last year, the Rangers won the World Series last year by hitting home runs. That was the primary reason the Texas right. Rangers won the World Series.
So anyway, go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, so I mean, they're getting good pitching performances. You got your typical Aaron Nola last night. The bullpen did their job. Rob Thompson pulled the right strings. Yeah, I was one of the ones that was down on him for the night before. But that's baseball. The key is these guys, especially 1 through 6, they got to start hitting the ball.
Well, it's no question. I mean, it's been pretty lame to a large extent. Gary, give me a great answer here for a notable sports quote.
It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
So, is that Yogi, Jody?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's got a bunch. Is that his most famous?
Oh, he's got so many. That's up there with him. I don't know if I would say the most famous.
All right, is that not PC anymore? You know what? I'll tell you what, Yogi. Yogi's out.
Well, isn't that an existing saying though? Like, he didn't come up with that.
I think he did, but I'm not sure.
Well, it started with like operas. That's what it means. I don't know.
I don't know either. Seltzer, should Yogi be scrubbed from the record book because he was rude?
No, I think it's okay.
Okay, but you get it. You know.
No, wait a minute. Anybody?
Joe, you know I'm joking,
anybody
right?
Anybody but Joe DeCamera, after what he did to Devin yesterday, can ask that question.
I was.
You cannot. You cannot propose that somehow because he said "fat lady."
No,
that
makes
Yogi Berra irrelevant to today's
James,
conversation.
I feel like you would know this. Doesn't that phrase just come from opera, like an old?
I do think it is
reference?
An old school. Quote originally that, yeah. that he used. I'm not 100% sure
either.
It's a Yogi
but
original.
I don't think it's, but I,
but
I'm
sports
saying
wise,
it's
definitely Yogi.
Fair enough. By the way, I was just joking for the record. I think the okay. Mac man is aware of that. Let's get to Dave. David, good morning, buddy.
Morning. How are y'all?
First we're good.
Off, it did come from opera. It's a reference to the lady singer singing the aria at the end of the opera.
Good knowledge by you guys. All right, what do you got today, Dave? Our Phil's got a victory last night.
Yep, and I'm really not that worried other than the hitting. I just don't get it. Especially Harp. Love the guy, but my God, he's got to start hitting. It's crazy. Strikeouts.
Yeah, it's been a pretty big stretch of not much from Bryce.
Yep. And then thank God training camp is over so we don't have to hear about Jalen Hurts hasn't thrown an interception. I know he threw one yesterday or whatever.
Yep.
But what a dumb stat. Who cares?
No, I don't agree with you. I mean, I think Elliott actually was being a little tongue-in-cheek, but the reality is it is good. I mean, Dave, lesser quarterbacks throw more interceptions. That's just common sense.
It'd be horrible if he threw 20 or 10 or whatever, but just every day. At any rate, just my thought. We can disagree. It's cool.
Fair enough, Dave. All right, Dave, give me a notable sports quote.
All right, one Vincent Lombardi. Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing.
That's a big one.
Very good.
That's a good one.
Yep. That's a very big one. All right, so the Phils won last night, and they obviously did so despite the fact that RC at one point hit a two-run home run and did the old stare down like three different times at Bryce Harper going around the bases. So let's first hear the moment as called on the radio here with Scott Fransky. You know, RC went deep.
And a pitch. Swung on and hit high and deep to left field. Wilson is back at the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone.
All right. So, you know, bummer, you're down 2-0. And then it's like, wait a second. Is he staring at Bryce? Yeah, he's staring at Bryce Harper. Let's go to Tom McCarthy and Ruben Amaro on the NBC Sports Philadelphia broadcast last night as they notice. So I think everyone listening probably knows, but just backstory, playoffs last year, Harper hits the home run, game three, after Arcia had, attaboy Bryce after the game two, you know, the fiasco of Bryce going around second base on the ball that he thought wasn't going to be caught in right center field. The ball was caught. Or whatever, I think it was right center, whatever the hell it was. He gets doubled off, game's over. RC is peacocking around in the Braves clubhouse, attaboy Bryce. Bryce didn't like it. Bryce hits a home run the next game. Matter of fact, he hits two. He does the stare down to RC going around second base. RC hits a regular season home run. He does it back. Here's Tom McCarthy and Ruben last night noticing it during the broadcast.
2-0 Braves, Orlando Arcia, a two-run home run. He hasn't accomplished a whole lot this year, but he's given the Braves the lead here today. So this is what happened after he hit the home run. He's looking, he's got it, yep, and then he looks for Harper.
Oh, very interesting.
Got to do it in the postseason.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the biggest home run. He looked at him again.
Yeah. Either that or he's looking at Noah. I don't know. I'm assuming he's looking at Harper at that point. You're right.
Yeah. All right, Seltzer in the moment. Your reaction, what was it?
I thought it was pretty lame, in all honesty. Like, I get it, and if I were RCI, I would want to get back at Bryce, too. But, like, doing it in a regular season game when you're down at the moment six games in the standings, and it's like you just hit a homer in the sixth inning to go up 2-0, it felt weak to me. Like, good for you, whatever, do whatever you want to do. Like, I'm all about, you know, I have no problem baseball players showing emotion and going at each other and stuff. It just felt lame to me. It all felt right. Like a weak attempt.
So here's where I'm at, and I'm curious if this resonates with people. I didn't like it, but I kind of liked it.
Why?
Here's why. So why didn't I like it? Phillies fan, don't be doing that to our dude.
You like the rivalry stuff.
100%.
Yeah, I can get down with that.
100%. Listen, guys. Sports is about the playing of the game, but it's also about the hate, the rivalry, the consternation, the struggle, the fight. You know what? it makes it more fun. It's a part of sports that hasn't been as much a part of sports in recent years. I mean, you know, the best basketball players in the world are now on the same basketball team in the Olympics. You know, the unions are stronger than they've ever been, and there's unification there.
Well, and guys switch teams. They all know each other. They all play together.
Free agency. You know, all the coaches now, no one says anything. I mean, 40 years ago, Buddy Ryan's like, yeah, we're going to kick the Cowboys' ass. They didn't always, but they normally did. It's fun. So, yeah, I'm not saying this morning I'm thrilled with Arcia, but I kind of like it. Jody, what do you got here?
The thing that I liked best, and this probably flew under the radar, in the ninth inning, Arcia gets on, and he's going to be standing first base next to Harper. And they pinch run Luke Williams, the ex-Philly, coming in to get Arcia off first base. And Harper stayed, at least the way it showed on TV, specifically away from first base when Arcia walked down. He didn't want to throw fists.
Get into it, yeah.
And then here he comes, Luke Williams off the bench. Arcia just about got the first base. They pulled his rear end.
Yep, they
sure
did.
We're putting in a backup former Philly to run for you, big guy. Which, if you were ticked off at Arcia to begin with because he started all this stuff, yeah, you sit down. Sit down, big guy. And then Harper makes the play to end the game, which he just about made.
Yeah,
but he
didn't.
Which was a great way to end it.
Yeah, and that was a cue shot. I mean, Devin, what I said, does that resonate with you, the struggle?
It does. Like, I get where you're coming from with the rivalry, because as soon as Arcia did that, I was like, ooh, I hate
like,
the
Braves. Let me put it this way. I have no idea who the New York Giants tight end is. I have no clue. I do know this. When it was Jeremy Shockey, I hated that guy.
Yeah.
I hated that guy. And I enjoyed hating that guy.
I like it more now that the Phillies won. When it happened, it made me so mad. Because it's like, okay, it's
August. Here comes another loss.
It's also kind of embarrassing for him. Like, it's August, then they didn't score another run after that. Like, if you're going to do that, at least make it a playoff game
so,
or something.
Rob Thompson took about half of what you just said and put it into, we're talking sports quotes today. This is a pretty good one. Let's listen to Rob Thompson on that situation after the game.
Looked like Arcia had stared at Bryce after he hit that home run running first.
I heard about that. Yeah, that's gamesmanship. We won.
Yeah.
The little chuckle.
We won.
We won.
That's so good. 215-592-9494. Your chance to react on Arcia doing that back to Bryce last night. What do you make of it? Plus the Eagles. You know, we're talking about, are they actually going to be worse than last year, as this ESPN article says, or better? Or, you know, it's really weird. They could be literally the same. I tend to think they will be, but completely differently positioned entering the postseason. I mean, never, ever before has 11 wins felt more dead than it did last year entering the postseason. And let's be real, frankly, that it did all offseason. I mean, the offseason, it felt like last season was like a carcass that had been rotted out for years. Even though it was only a couple weeks, couple months, whenever point you looked at it. So look, 215-592-9494. We also have today's Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, which is the most likely outcome for the Eagles this regular season? Is it A, they go 11-6? Is it B, that they win more than 11 games? Is it C, that they win less than 11? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.